The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started.
Well, hello there, sunshine. We are so glad to have you back with us at the Power on Plants podcast. This week, I want to talk about something that kind of comes off of a subject we touched upon last week. I think Anita got a little on fire there. She got a little lit by this, but I'm taking
that back. Sorry about that.
I'm taking that fire and I'm running with it. And yep. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, please go do it now.
Definitely. Don't miss that one.
It's a great episode, but I'm a little biased. I think they're all great episodes. But what I want to talk about this week is, last week I saw a post on Pinterest and it said 10 diabetes breakfast ideas. And so
you're going to get me started.
I know. That's okay though. We got to get that fire going, got to get that energy out there. But I was looking at it and it was almost all of it was animal-based products. And you may say, well, why is that significant? Because these recipes are low in carbohydrates, so surely you would want to do that for somebody that has diabetes. And I would say, in the short term, yes, because if their body is having trouble processing carbohydrates, you obviously don't want to add fuel to that fire and have their blood sugars go way high, because that is dangerous. I mean, when your blood sugar level is normally around 100, and if you're doing, being diabetic, 300 to 400, yes, I mean, that's dangerous levels. As they get higher, you can even go into a coma. So we're talking about some serious stuff here. But the thing that's not being addressed, this information is out there. Why more providers aren't talking about this, I don't know. And now I'm about to get myself all stirred up and on fire.
And it's research back. It's not just like information's exactly. been thrown out there. I mean, research has been done on this for years and years and years. And it keeps showing the same thing, that these types of eating and these ways of eating that are high in animal products are what's fueling the fire.
It's actually causing the diabetes. You heard that right. It's actually causing the diabetes.
So it's not the carbs.
It's not the carbs. That's just a byproduct. And so I'll go in and explain this just a little bit.
Absolutely.
What happens is the saturated fats in the animal products, or the animal meat, the eggs, the dairy products, will actually get into your muscle cells and then clog them up. Those fat molecules will attach to different enzymes, different molecules, and they gum up the process. It'd be like if in your engine you had thick, sludgy oil, and now the gears aren't moving right. They're mm-hmm. moving, but they're not moving right. And you're wondering, why is my engine running hot? Why is my oil pump light on? Why are these different things going on? Well, that's what's happening in your body. And so we're eating these animal products. It's causing the diabetes. It's causing our bodies to not be able to process those sugars like they should.
Because where it processes it, it's gummed up.
Exactly.
The sugars can't get in.
The insulin is not able to do what it's supposed to do,
which is
help those muscle cells bring sugar in, because the muscles do use carbohydrates as fuel.
So they're gummed up. So the insulin cannot bring the sugar into the muscle cell. So where does the sugar stay then, right?
It stays in the blood.
And then your blood sugar rises, because that sugar is not able to effectively get into the cells like it was meant to, because the cells are gummed up with the animal fats. And that's what's happening in diabetes.
And then what we're trying to do to correct it, to manage it, is go low carbohydrates. So we have less carbs in the blood because we think we're just eating too many carbs, when that's not really the issue. The other thing is that we're not taught that the animal products are the things that are causing it in the first place. So if you're taking a lot of carbohydrates out of your diet, what's left? You've got foods with fats and foods with protein. Now, protein's a whole other issue.
Oh, my word.
You're going to get more than enough protein with plants, so we'll just leave it at that. But animal products, they're high in protein and they're high in fat. So that's what you're left with. But the problem is that's what started the issue in the first place.
Right.
So in this particular pen we're looking at, and I saw one, it said cauliflower muffin. I thought, oh, okay, that's great.
For diabetic breakfast.
Right. And it had cheese and eggs in it.
No, those were the main ingredients.
Or, I'm sorry, it might have been eggs and ham.
But either way. It was all three. Eggs, ham, and cheese.
And so they're promoting this for diabetics, but it's just making it worse. It's kind of like going to a house fire, and instead of the firefighters using water, they're using jet fuel.
Absolutely.
And it's just making it worse and worse.
That's a great analogy.
And then to try to put out the fire, you suck away the oxygen, but you're not stopping putting the jet fuel on the fire. You're just trying to suck away some of the oxygen. It's just, and when you think of it in those terms, it seems kind of ludicrous, and it is. It is. And like I said before, I don't know why more people aren't teaching this, and maybe it's just because they don't know. But it's like you said, Anita, this is well documented. Mm-hmm. This isn't just us coming up with a crazy idea and putting it out there. It's in the literature. It's documented. There are other providers like Dr. Greger, Dr. McDougall, Dr. Clapper that are teaching this. I mean, you can go to YouTube and find some of their videos, and they're teaching this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is it works. The people that are going whole food plant-based and they're getting rid of those animal products, they're reversing that damage fairly quickly. Now, it may not happen in one day, but within a week up to a month, they're finding that those saturated fats are clearing out of the cells.
Yes.
And so the body's doing what the Lord designed it to do, heal. So it's healing. And then as those muscle cells start becoming more sensitive to the insulin that's naturally there, it starts pulling in that blood sugar to fuel the cell, which can now use those carbohydrates more efficiently to power. And guess what happens? Your energy level goes up because your muscle cells are able to activate and to do what they're supposed to do more efficiently. And
right.
So blood sugar levels start to normalize. And if you're on medication, please do this under the care of your primary provider.
Absolutely. Because what's going to happen if you keep taking those same levels of insulin or those same levels of the medications that you take for your diabetes, and your blood sugar is naturally dropping now because the sugars are able to get into your cells because the fats aren't gumming them up anymore. Now, what's going to happen if you keep taking those same levels? Well, your blood sugar is probably going to drop too low.
Yes.
So your doctor is going to need to start adjusting your insulin levels and adjusting those things. Do not try to do that on your own. They're going to need to help you. If you need to find a plant-based doctor to help you do that, that could be a good idea because they're going to support your journey to healing. So if you need to find one in your area, go to plantbaseddocs.com. That's a good place to look up and possibly find one in your area.
But even if you aren't able to find one, stay with your provider and just let them know. Just respectfully say, I would like to make some changes, but I need you to keep a close eye on my blood sugar, my blood pressure, my high cholesterol, whatever the case may be, just so that you can do it safely.
Right. And we're talking about type 2 diabetes here.
Yes, that's an excellent point.
It's one of the most common types in our societies today, in the world today. But if you happen to have type 1 or know anyone who has type 1, look up the podcast Mastering Diabetes. We highly recommend it as well. Those guys are amazing. They both dealt with type 1, and it's definitely a podcast you want to check out for that as well when it comes to plant-based eating.
They're very educated. One of them has a PhD, another one has a master's in health, and they've been type 1 diabetics all their lives. So very knowledgeable, very good information there for people that have type 1 diabetes. But the interesting thing is that this lifestyle still helps.
Because
with type 1, you still have to have insulin given, but they're more sensitive to the insulin they're giving themselves, so they only have to use what their body would normally create, which is about 20 units a day total. I mean, some people that are diabetics that are still eating the meats and all the animal products, I mean, they might use 100 units a day or more. And use much higher levels, and that comes with health issues in and of itself.
Yeah, because we don't think about it a lot of times. We hear, you know, you hear a medication on TV, and you hear, you might experience. And then you hear this list of 1,000 different things, but you're taking something. I mean, seriously, we need to think about what are the side effects of the things we're taking. And it doesn't even get to the root issue of the problem that we're having. Like, let's just say you're taking anti-inflammatories every day. Okay, you're taking, what are some examples of the most common ones you think that people are taking on a regular basis just for aches and pains?
Anti-inflammatories, Advil, Aleve.
Right. So those are probably some.
Those are over the counter.
Right. But you don't think about those having side effects because they're just so common and they're over the counter. And I mean, you think about it like popping candy. It doesn't come with side effects, but it does. It actually affects, among other things, your gut bacteria. And if you haven't looked into gut bacteria and the link to health, do so. It's huge. And one of the reasons plant-based is so amazing for that is that it feeds your good gut bacteria. So always look at the things that you're doing to treat it. Is it just treating a surface issue like the medication? And it comes with side effects. So you're treating the surface issue. Then you've got the side effects on top of it. And you're not dealing with what's actually fueling the fire. So the surface issue here is carbs. Carbs aren't the problem.
No.
Carbs aren't the problem. But if you've got clogged up, gunked up cells because of the things that you've eaten that you thought were healthy for you, like these high animal protein, animal fat meals, and you've come to love those foods and you don't know how to do things any differently, and then somebody comes along and says it's the sugar, well, yeah, you hate to give up your sweet things, but you know, you just think that's what you're supposed to do. In reality, it's not the cause. You can still eat sweet things, but you've got to be able to clear out those cells. And to clear out the cells, the animal products have got to go one by one. They've got to start disappearing and being replaced by the things that your body was created to thrive on. Let me tell you how great it feels on the other side. Come along with us on this journey. I'm telling you, sister, if I had somebody who could have told me this 10 years ago and I didn't have to try to figure it out on my own, I would have run, not walked, because this is life changing. We say that, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We are here to help you get the life change that you want. Reach out to us at hellosunshine@powerandplants.com or email me directly at anita@powerandplants.com. We read all our emails. We are here to help. If there's anything you need to know, ask, but start educating yourself. Look at if I have this. And maybe the first step for you is just to realize, are you kidding me? No one's ever told me this before. Is there truth behind this? You need to start digging and researching out what is really behind this. What is really the cause of type 2? Are people really reversing it? Look up, just Google diabetes, whole food plant-based, or I cured my diabetes with whole food plant-based living. It happens daily. Daily, we hear reports of it. Daily, our clients are having it go away. This is real life. You know, real life isn't, I'm getting older, I just have aches and pains, my diabetes just is going to get worse and worse. It doesn't have to be that way. These are lifestyle-related diseases, lifestyle-related. What if 5 years from now, what if 10 years from now, what if 1 year from now, you weren't being held back by your health struggles anymore? You weren't tied to so many doctor's appointments and doctor's visits and pharmacy visits and aches and pains and things that keep you from doing all the things you want to do. It doesn't have to be that way. We want you to experience the full life that you dream of. It doesn't have to be a dream. It's time to start taking the steps to make it a reality. We are excited for you and all of the amazing days ahead. Today, just find two ways right now that you want to do this week to help you accomplish your goals. What are the two things that you want to start doing this week? I'm not talking about losing weight or getting rid of my diabetes. I'm talking about two steps, like how can I get more leafy greens, right? Go to our website, enter your email and get the free leafy green secrets. Grab that. That resource is there for you. I want to decrease inflammation. I'm hurting. Get on there and grab our guide to fighting inflammation naturally with whole plant foods. Pick just two steps and start doing those until they're habits. Okay. And anytime you get rid of something, replace it with something even better that's going to fuel your body well. Do not leave an empty space where that thing that you loved once was. You've got to replace it with something else that you love.
Now, going on with today's subject, we're talking about the pen where they were talking about breakfast for people that have diabetes. Well, maybe that looks a lot like your breakfast where you have an egg and cheese muffin. Maybe pick one breakfast this week that you're going to change and make it whole food plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do my favorite. I've got oatmeal with cacao powder, which is an unprocessed cocoa powder.
And then
chocolate. Oh, it's delicious. and blueberries.
Right.
I mean, it's delicious and it's easy and it's a superfood for your body.
Maybe
you'll feel so much better.
I don't like oatmeal. I don't like it. It's goopy. It's gloppy. I don't like it. Have you ever tried raw oatmeal?
And that's how I do it. I do it raw.
You don't even have to cook it. Saving time, saving stress in the mornings. You just stir it up, or you can mix it in a ball jar the night before and let it soak so it becomes a little more like cooked. But there's so many different ways to do this. You think, I don't like that. I don't like oatmeal. I don't like it raw. I don't like it cooked. Really? Well, maybe you'll like it on a berry cobbler that you could have for breakfast that's made with an oatmeal batter that takes 2 seconds to blend up in your Vitamix. And you're pouring that on there and you would never know it had oatmeal on it, but all you're eating is oatmeal and berries. That's it. But you learn how to do it and now I have my oatmeal that way. Or I don't like that. I want cookies for breakfast. You can have oatmeal breakfast cookies. Okay. So you've got to start thinking outside the box and looking for new and exciting ways. If oatmeal's not where you want to start and you love eggs, you're going to learn how to do a great tofu scramble, but you're not going to learn how to make it taste like eggs just by pouring on some dry rub mix that makes it yellow or orange, okay, like eggs. You've got to have the flavor. You've got to learn how to make a sauce that makes it creamy like the scrambled eggs that you love, okay? There's ways to do this that will work for you, and we're here to show you how to do that. It is reality. The reality is that blood pressure doesn't go up as you age. It actually should go down, okay? That's reality. The reality is that your markers shouldn't be getting worse, okay? The reality is that you can come off of your medications if you're type 2 diabetic under a physician's supervision if you know the right lifestyle to adopt and you do it over time, or at least be taking less of them, okay? It happens daily. Start looking at those testimonials. I cannot wait for you to get your hands on those and start seeing how it really works. It works. It works. This works. Okay. Just do it. Give it a 1 week trial. Give it a 2 week trial, but find ways to do it that you absolutely love. If you're wondering what I'm talking about when I say that, go back and listen to the last episode where we go into how important it is to build a life that you love so you can do this for a lasting change, right? Because if you only do something short term, you're not going to get the lasting change you're after. We are thrilled for you. And you know what? We can't wait to hear your exciting testimonials as you step out and start making these changes in your life, building the full life you're after, sister. Send us an email. Let us know the changes that you're getting and all the exciting things that are happening on your journey too. Who knows? Maybe you can even join us on the podcast for a chat one day. We are looking forward to hearing your stories, and I hope you have an amazing journey and an amazing week. And we will see you again next time on Power on Plants.